I'm very lucky to experience Dave Jennings on a couple different levels. First as a Giants fan growing up, and then as a colleague and my partner in the broadcast booth. As a kid, the Giants defense was the whole story. They did not have a good offense. Dave was the offense. My lasting memory of him as a player was his booming punts and the Giants offense. Fourth and 20, Jennings to punt.
I think when you talk about Dave Jennings, he was probably the best athlete of all of the football players on those 70s teams. He ran, he lifted, he was flexible, he was in tip-top shape, and he was the guy who wanted to win.
I know a lot of kickers have the tag of not being athletes, but I think we have shown more and more in the last several years that we are athletes. When I go in there, people know that I'm there to do something. They look right at me. They know I'm going to do it, and I do it.
He took his craft very seriously. When he punted the ball, he took that to an altogether different level, and he made it really a science of strategically placing it in such a position that it was very difficult to return it.
Then getting to know Dave over the years and then having the opportunity to work with him with the Giants, first of all, he had a dry sense of humor. And Dave Jennings was one of the first broadcasters to really take understanding the rules of the NFL to an art form. And to see him inducted into the Ring of Honor as truly one of the great Giants was an honor to be there that night. And Dave Jennings will forever be a true great New York Giant.
The Giant organization has lost an individual who really represented the organization well. He was a gem of a teammate and a gem of a friend.